macaroni or the chicken strips.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I don't know whether to feel offended, like it's my fault she had to wear gloves. Like she assessed me at some point. Maybe that's what the light was about. Maybe it's a special light.
And they put glasses on
and they can see the level of scuzz you
have
on you.
Maybe she had to work herself up.
Yes.
She's like,
yeah,
this light is revealing.
God damn.
This guy has
another
come in.
Another fucking old white guy.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the beautiful co-host of The Commercial Break, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Well, as we are recording this, it's official. The Taylor Swift Super Bowl is over.
Yep.
So we can all move on with our lives now.
Yep.
And there you go. That's all I got to say. Great game. Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the team.
Yeah, overtime.
And
only the
Taylor
second
Swift's
one.
Boyfriend. He did a good job also. Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Yeah, wow. Only second time has been into overtime. Mm-hmm. Seventh longest game in NFL history. I'm just repeating facts that I heard somebody else say. So if I'm wrong, fuck you. All right? Got it? And a dynasty well underway. I do have to say, while I'm not the most, the biggest watcher of NFL football, I like college much better. I like college much more. What a game. You can't argue.
It was
a good game. Yeah, it was a good game.
It was fun to watch. And I loved Usher. I have to say, I'm an Usher fan, and he brought the ATL contingent.
That's not Usher. But anyway, okay. It was a fine performance,
mm-hmm.
and they automatically ranked it number 7 out of the top 35.
Okay. All right.
That AV Club did. And then I was rolling through them last night after the game, and I was like, oh, okay. I forgot that some of these people even played the Super Bowl. Like, why in the fuck did Black Eyed Peas play this fucking Super Bowl?
They were really big.
For
at
a
one
minute.
Point.
Yes.
Yeah, at one point.
I'm sorry, but I have to shout this out, and this is Brian's opinion, that she's a terrible singer.
Fergie.
She's terrible live. I mean, maybe in the studio she's okay. And some people are like that, I guess. You get a little nerves or you're dancing around and, you know, it's hard to control your voice or whatever. But you going back and what that thing
plus
aged
in the studio,
like,
you've got help.
Yes, auto-tune. That's right. And I watched that performance and that aged like cream in my cereal. I mean, honestly, it was terrible. Slash is up there. Remember they did the, whoa, 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 sweet child of mine. I was like, oh my God, how fucking horrible can you be? Terrible. And she's like grinding up against at Slash. And I'm like, just felt bad. This is like pre Guns N' Roses reunion tour.
Yeah.
And it's like, And they named Prince number one halftime show of all time. And you cannot argue that.
You cannot argue that. Raining during when he's playing Purple Rain.
I know. It was amazing. It was amazing.
He was just the greatest. I loved him so much.
I think the guy from whoever was writing, maybe guy or girl who was writing the blurbs for AV mm-hmm. Club was like, at his best, Prince was the best.
Yes.
And this is Prince at his best.
Exactly.
Yes. And I agree.
Like above him.
Yeah, if you don't get chills watching that performance, and it's at the fucking Super Bowl, you should not get chills at the Super Bowl halftime show. It's a gaudy, you know, overblown, big, pregnant fucking show, the show of all shows.
Yeah.
But Usher did a good job, and he brought out a lot of superstars.
Another talk of the whole thing, I was not impressed with the commercials.
No, I didn't find any of them particularly interesting.
No, I mean, the one with Michael Cera I thought was pretty funny for the lotion CeraVe.
All right.
But if that's the funniest one, I think that's pretty bad.
You know, there are good years and bad years, and some people get really creative.
Tons of celebrities were in all of them.
Yeah.
But none of them were particularly good commercials. I was expecting more.
Not at all. I didn't find anyone stood out. And now, I only watched really most of the second half, and I'll tell you why I watched most of the second half and not the first half. Because I got a massage while the Super Bowl was going on.
Good for you.
I was in a terrible way. My back's killing me, and I'm like, I'm all twisted up. And so Astrid, my wonderful wife, is like, I need you to shut up, so I'm going to get you a massage. And she's like, it's your early Valentine's Day present.
Yeah,
and I was like,
go.
Oh, okay, thanks, babe. And she's like, they have 7 o'clock tonight. And I think to myself, Super Bowl or massage? I'm on my way to the massage.
Yeah,
I don't care
massage.
About the first half. I don't. I, I didn't plan on watching a whole bunch of it anyway, but I caught the whole second half, and I was glad I did because it was a really exciting, you know, two quarters of football. Anyway, so I go to this massage place. Now, let me talk about my massage experience because I think it's really important out here in the commercial break. Not going to give the name of the place. I'm sure that there are lovely people over there. But I go to the massage place, and it's in one of these strip malls, like a lot of massage places are, right? It's in one of these strip malls close to the house, and it's new. And it's been recommended to us by other people that we know. They say, oh, you got to go here. It's great. It's wonderful. It's great. You know, it's newfangled. And I'm like, you know, love the vibe in there. And I'm like, okay, vibes. I like the vibes. When you go to for a massage, you want vibes, right? Okay.
Oh, calm.
Yeah.
Calming
all right.
vibes.
Yeah. I want calming vibes. But, you know, I could use a little charisma. I like a little riz. I'm trying to be cool with the kids. I like a little riz in my whatever. So I show up. It's 7 o'clock. The game is already underway, and no one is parked out front, obviously.
Sure.
It's just me, and I'm assuming the masseuse, and then the person who works up front, the lady who works up front. So I'm like, but that's kind of what I expected. Like, you know, it's whatever. So I walk into this place, and it's this huge lobby. And minimalist is not even close to the word that I would use to describe what is going on in this lobby. It is a standalone desk sitting there with the person greeting you and hello, welcome to whatever. And how are you doing? Yes, I'm Brian. I'm here for my 7 p.m. Okay, no problem. There are bathrooms right there, two doors in the lobby that are bathrooms, this huge lobby.
Yeah.
And then feel free to take a seat, of which there is one chair. One chair in the entire lobby. Not a magazine, not a book, not a nothing to be found. Huh. It's just one chair.
So it's like just the room and a chair and a desk?
Huge lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like, I don't know, 30 feet by 60 feet. Huge lobby.
Yeah.
A chair. A desk. That's it. That's all we got.
So
right?
Strange.
No music playing, nothing. Quiet as a ghost, quiet as a mouse in there. And I'm like, okay, all right. This is a vibe, certainly.
Right.
And there's one like pendant light hanging over the chair. And so I go and I use the restroom, which is lovely. You know, okay, restroom, whatever. And then I sit down in this chair, which is one of these newfangled Pottery Barn bullshit chairs where you like sit. It's a piece, it's one piece of leather. It's like a leather strap. Do you know what I'm talking
yes,
about? Like one leather strap. Slippery, slidey. And then when I sat down, I expected to sit, but then I fell down into the chair. I'm like, my butt is literally a couple inches from the ground. And now I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get up out of this chair?
And you have the spotlight on you?
And I have the spotlight on me. So I feel like, and it's dark in there, so, you know, there's a vibe going on. And now I am under investigation for being the creep who comes on Super Bowl Sunday at 7 p.m. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, shit. So I get there at 6:50 for my 7 p.m. appointment. I sit down and I check the watch and I'm like, okay, 6:52. I guess they'll take me back to the changing area, the locker room, whatever you want to call it. That's what I'm accustomed to in any spa I've ever been to is like you go into an area, you have a little bit of privacy, you change, maybe you put on a robe, right? Okay. So on occasion, I have changed in the actual massage room.
Yes. Right?
But not very frequently.
Right.
So I'm sitting in this chair under investigation. And the girl who's on the very opposite end of the lobby is not saying a fucking word. I'm just sitting there, you know, no phone or anything. And I'm just, I mean, no phone because I didn't turn it on. And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, okay, well, I guess I don't have a lot of time to warm up. I'll just hang out here in my leather strap and somebody's going to start asking me questions any minute, I guess. 7:02, 7:05, 7:07. These are the times when I'm watching and I'm like, here's what you got to understand. When I get there, they have a menu on the back behind the lady, right? This menu written in leather strap or whatever, you know, burned into a leather strap. I guess that's the vibe. Yeah, calligraphy, right. And it's like, non-members pay this, members pay that. And as soon as I see that, I'm like, oh shit, here comes the sales pitch for the membership that I don't need, that I don't want. I've never been here before. I'm not going to buy a membership. I don't know what's going on in here. It could be, you know, fucking Jack Shack.
So far, not good.
Not great. Yeah. And then they have all these add-ons, you know, hemp, CBD oil, special doggy bow, sunshine, rainbow yoga massage, and I'm extra $80. And I'm like, so she's like, well, thank you. So it's your first time here. You get 30% off. You're brand new, you know, any of the add-ons. And she's like, would you like hot stone? Would you like CBD? Would you like, you know, morning oil? Would you like the gushy smushies? And I'm like, massage? Like, I just want a massage.
Right.
Like, use a little pressure, make me feel better. How's that?
What do we do about that? I've tried those hot stones before, and it wasn't my thing.
Well, that's what I go for. because now,
oh, you did go.
Well, after because I had like a certain amount of
obligated.
Credit, I felt obligated. I was using a gift card too.
Yeah,
I felt a little obligated because I thought, well, I'm gonna have to give a tip, and then like that's uncomfortable. I don't no one carries cash anymore, and so I mean, it also is 2024. I'm sure they can figure out how to ring up a tip without adding something. But I had a certain amount of credit to use, and so I, because it was my first time there, and I thought, well, I may never be back here, so I might as well use the credit.
Okay.
So I ended up paying $10 for the hot stone thing. All right, okay. So now we're at 7-Eleven, and no one has come to greet me yet, and the lady is just sitting there. And so I'm like, I think the appointment was at 7. Is there, like, do I just wait here for the, you know, I'm trying to, like, not be rude about it.
Right, but, move and she's things like, along.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be here in just a minute. I saw her in the back earlier. And I'm like, oh, okay, thanks for the update on where my massage therapist is an hour ago. I need her here now. Is it possible that you check now where she is? Because in according to the schedule, she's supposed to be here with me. Like, I shouldn't be here. I should be there.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm like, okay. All right.
Definitely not sitting in a strap in the lobby.
No, I don't even know how many get up out of the strap. I'm now I really feel like something's going amiss. I'm under investigation on a leather strap in the lobby because I didn't buy the membership or whatever. I got this whole pitch about the membership. I'm like, hey, listen, I appreciate the membership thing, but
sure,
let me give it a try a couple times. And then if I like it, then, you know, we'll go. I'm fussy. You don't want to get into it with me. Also, I should say this. So when she made the appointment, when Astor made the appointment, she gave her my commercial break email address.
Okay.
Which is kind of for me, like when I do service related things, I don't want to give my commercial break email address because
right,
all it takes is a little bit of Googling to figure out who I am and how important I might be. Do you know what I'm saying? It yes, actually might be the first time anybody recognizes anything. But I get a little nervous because if I give a review, then I get concerned that someone can easily hear it and they
trace
might get
it
upset.
Back.
Yeah. But I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. Who cares? So 7:12, my massage therapist decides to appear out of some huge, you know, farmer's door, sliding farmer's door, yeah, decides to appear.
And, the barn door.
Yeah. And she's just, she comes out. She's right near the desk. She comes out, you know, lovely, I'm sure, lady. And she just stands there like this, standing there.
Just looking around.
And I'm like, she looks like a massage therapist. She got that oil thing on the side, you know, where you would normally carry a gun. She's got an oil holster. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, good morning. What was that? That's so weird. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, all right, this clearly is my lady because there's no one else here. Like, is she just standing there? Chrissy, a good 60 seconds. No one said anything.
Really?
And then I go, are you looking for Brian? Like, there's anybody else
hello,
in the lobby.
Right, there's no one
right
else.
Right here under the light, in the strap, the only chair in the yeah, place. There is nobody else parked outside. It's me, Brian.
I can't believe you had to ask her.
And then she goes, Mr. Green? And I was like, yes, Brian Green, that's me. And she goes, I'll be taking you for your appointment now. And I was like, oh, thanks, 15 minutes late. I appreciate it. Let's go back now and do that.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go ahead and get that started. Now that we've wasted 2 minutes staring at each other, let's go ahead. Why not? So now I go through the sliding glass door, or the sliding door, and then, you know, big wooden sliding
door. The barn door.
Yeah, barn door. And then I, thank you. And then I walk into what I can only describe as like a mud room. Like a mud room for a house.
Oh, okay.
It's got it's got hooks, a big bench, but it's a big bench. It's probably like 20 feet long. Big mm-hmm, bench, hooks, and then towels everywhere. So I think to myself, oh, this must be the changing area. It's a little, there's a lot of room for a lot of people to be changing at the same time. But thank God I'm the only one here. I guess I'll just change right here.
Yeah.
So here I am getting ready to take my belt off. And like, because I think this is the changing
right,
area. And she's like, take a seat. She sits down and she taps the bench and she's like, take a seat. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I put my belt back on. I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry. I thought
like
this is where I get
her?
Naked. Yes. Like, sit down on my lap. So she says, you know, let me get to know you a little bit in your massage history. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, come on. Do we have to do this whole thing?
Right.
Like, my massage history is I know how to get a massage.
Yeah.
I lay there, you do it. That's it. What else do we need to
right,
know about my massage
I mean,
history?
Yeah. The most people need to ask really is like, are there any special spots that are.
That was part of the 12 question interview that I did there, sitting in the mud room of this fucking place. And, you know, are there any spots? And she's speaking so softly, it's like a little bit hard to hear her. And I'm wondering, is this like her normal tone of voice, or is she trying to start the vibe? Does the vibe start here? Mm-hmm. Still very open-minded. I think, okay, a little bit of a rough start, but now here we are. We're getting into the action.
We're at least on the way.
Yeah, we're on our way back to the somewhere where I might be getting massaged before they close at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. When she asked about the add-ons, they had like a, you know, add 30 minutes, right? This much money. And I said, oh, can I just add 30 minutes? I would do that. And she's like, well, I would, but we close at 8 o'clock, so we can't actually do that.
Okay.
And so by the time, now it's 7:16, and I'm like, well, Jesus, we got 45 of the 50 minutes I'm supposed to get left. So let's get it. So I'm answering the questions quickly. I'm like, yes, no, maybe so. You know, just stay away from my dick and everything's okay. All right, here we go. All right, ready?
Yeah.
So,
can I take my pants off now?
Yes. Can I undress? And so I was like, is there a robe or something? She goes, oh, no, back at the room. And I was like, oh, okay, back at the room. I got it, 10-4. I'm cool. I'm hep with the new place, the new thing. All right, Chrissy, another huge sliding door. We go through this huge sliding door. And now imagine a football field-sized room. I'm not even kidding you. Huge.
And this is in a strip mall? Like,
it's in the strip mall.
Did you realize it was this big from the outside?
Certainly it was a football field, the building was, but okay. I didn't realize how big the room was going to be, right? It was huge.
Like your massage room?
No. Okay, so just imagine one big empty room.
You've gone from one room to another room to now you've entered another room.
Now I've entered another room that is, the room itself is huge. It's got a hallway in the middle. Then it's got these two beams that just run. I mean, when I say football field, it's probably 50 or 60 yards. Maybe it's not a full football field, but it's huge. It's got these two beams that run the length of the room down the hall, this pretend hallway that they've created. And then there are canvas sheets separating the rooms. Canvas sheets as the doors to the rooms. Canvas sheets that you can see through. Because I can see through the canvas sheets. I can see the lights. I can see the tables. It is very
definitely different.
Weird.
Yeah.
And these rooms don't go to the ceilings. They're literally hanging by these beams. These canvas sheets are separating everything. It's like cubicles for massage.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I don't want, okay, all right, whatever. I don't want to hear somebody next to me getting massaged, but okay, right. Well, I guess that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I've made it this far.
I've already paid. Yeah. I'm stunned. The credit. I've already gotten a thank you text message from the place, and I haven't even gotten the fucking massage yet. That's the other thing. Let's calm down on the text message and start worrying about the actual experience, okay? I don't need 12 text messages reminding me of how many things I can buy from your place. So in this place, there's extraordinarily loud ocean wave music playing, ocean wave sounds playing, right? Not in the the same exact ocean noises that I use to put my children to sleep. I cannot avoid it. And it's everywhere. It's in my house. It's outside. Now I've got it at the massage. And there's no like, hey, can you turn on some like gentle, music? You know, some of the
Enya.
Yeah, Enya. Yeah. You know, some of that Japanese massage music that makes me so happy when I get a massage. I love that shit. Just play that and I'll fall asleep and you can just massage me. So there are, 30 rooms on each side, 30 rooms on each side. It's huge. And she takes me to like basically the last one. So I got to walk a mile down there. Now it's like 7:22, right? Before she opens up this big canvas sheet as if I'm in the fucking Lawrence of Arabia or something. It's like swings open these sheets. And there it is. Massage table, little light, basket.
There it is.
I'm thinking to myself, well, and then I look to each side. Because canvas sheets are separating us, I look to each side, and I can see the other rooms in each side. I can see right through the canvas. And I'm like, I don't know what I want to get changed in here. I mean, I'm only going to my underwear, but even that is, no one wants to see that. What if a picture gets out there on the internet? TCB host. Flashes. Massage parlor. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going down.
Yeah.
The only good news is all the paparazzi was in Vegas. So I felt comfortable with the paparazzi.
Well, yeah. And were there even any other customers?
I'll tell you, there were. Okay. And I'll tell you how I knew this. Okay.
Because you could see them.
Yeah. See them. You could hear them. Well, I had my face down, so I couldn't see anything except for the floor. So this. By the way, the massage therapist is nice enough, right? She's doing the do. There's nothing. She's not bad. She's not mean. She's just there. You know what I'm saying? She's being nice enough that you don't have any room to complain about what's going on. But there's no, like, I don't know. There's no vibe coming from my massage therapist. I'm just like, okay, here we go. I guess we're going to do this.
Yeah.
So we get in the room and she's like, okay, Mr. Green, do you mind if I massage your glutes? And I'm like, oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead. You know, massage my glutes. Any glute massage will be over the sheets and only on the side of the glutes. And I was like, well, don't get angry with me because I answered yes. She like snapped back, letting me know that I wouldn't be getting a fucking prostate massage. And I'm like, okay, don't get mad at me. Well, I just answered your question.
Yeah, like, okay, let's get started.
Chrissy, it was really, it was really uncomfortable. And I was like, well, we don't have to do the glutes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You asked, I answered. Why are we all upset now? All right. And I'm sure you want to hear the rest of this story that I'm sure will take up a majority of this episode. But we got to break it up into pieces because that's how we pay the bills. We'll be back.
What? Oh, hi. It's Christina again. Here to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com for all things audio, video, and TCBDO. Give us a follow on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And guess what? We have a new phone number. I know what you're thinking, but I promise this is the last TCB phone number you will ever have to remember. So call us and leave us a voicemail or text us at 212-433-3TCB. Once more for the people in the back, that's 212-433-3TCB. Oh, and check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's all for now. Let's listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
This episode is sponsored in part by Prize Picks. Everybody out there in the podcast universe knows what a huge NFL fan I am and exactly how much I know about the sport. However, I'm getting into it and I'll tell you why. Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. You don't have to be a professional football player or dating some famous singer to get in on the action. Prize Picks is allowing you to do it. And it's that time of year again, the big game right around the corner. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to turn every game-changing moment into 100x your money. With as little as 4 correct picks, you can turn $10 into $1,000. I just jumped on the Prize Pick apps last week, and I'm telling you what, it's super easy to do. Prize Picks is a really simple way. I can make my picks and then submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Now, I don't want to go into detail about who I picked because I make my choices based on a complicated spreadsheet, and then I have Blue bark twice at the right answer. So do us a favor, go to prizepicks.com/TCB and use the code TCB for the first deposit match of up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/TCB. Make sure you use the code TCB for the first deposit match of up to $100. They're giving you free money. So no matter who wins or loses this big Sunday, you have an opportunity to be part of the big game in a big way and possibly win a little moolah. Who's going to argue with that? prizepicks.com/TCB. Use the code TCB and get a first deposit match of up to $100. Thanks, Prize Picks, for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. Hey, Podcast Universe. I'm super excited to be talking about an old friend of mine, Jordan Harbinger, and his podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show. You know that Chrissy and I don't do a lot of talking about other podcasts, but The Jordan Harbinger Show definitely deserves a mention, and here's why. Imagine the serious version of The Commercial Break, where you actually learn facts from actual experts and in-depth interviews. All the crazy, interesting, weird, and philosophical stuff that we find on The Commercial Break to have fun with, Jordan takes some of those same topics, and he applies a degree of serious journalism to it, and he is an excellent interviewer, maybe one of the best in the business, in my opinion. We know for a fact that a lot of people who listen to The Commercial Break also listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. So if you haven't yet taken a listen, go search The Jordan Harbinger Podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to his website, jordanharbinger.com. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Jordan has been a longtime supporter of the show, and many people have written in and thanked me for turning them on to Jordan Harbinger, including one of our our staff members who is like a Jordan Harbinger super fan. And to quote her, Jordan Harbinger is like the commercial break with actual facts and a lot less laughing. We think you're going to love the Jordan Harbinger show, so go search on Apple, wherever you find your podcasts, or get started with those starter packs at jordanharbinger.com. And we want to thank Jordan for being a supporter of the commercial break. All right, so here we are in this room. Now we've gotten
about
through
the... About to get a glute massage,
but only on the outside right. And only over the sheet, right?
Of course.
So she says there's a little basket
right
there.
Keep it professional as is evidenced by the sheets that they
exactly.
are separating.
Yeah. You're paying $10,000 a month in rent, but you can't afford a room. Walls. That's all I'm asking for. Right. Can a guy get some walls? I don't even care about the separators. Okay, if it's like, you know, if you don't have enough to take it all the way up to the 20-foot ceiling, I get that. But can we get like 10 feet of wall and then we can just leave the rest open?
Yeah, you know, they probably started building it out and they're like, ooh, rooms are expensive.
Yeah, these walls.
You know what we can do?
You know what we do? We get some canvas. In my grandma's basement.
Yeah, exactly.
She's hoarded 30 years worth of canvas from World War II when she was a Betty Boop maker, whatever they called those ladies that were stitching together the clothing.
Yeah.
Right? Those women who really won the war.
Right.
So I've got canvas all over the place. We'll just take some canvas and drop it to the floor.
Let's just do that. We'll call it a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It'll be unique.
Now I'm really mad at the person who's recommended this place because I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here? This ain't a vibe. This is the anti-vibe vibe. There's no vibe going on here. I've had vanilla ice cream with more vibe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm upset. Now I'm angry. And I'm going into the massage heated, and that's not a good thing. So we get through the glute. She's, okay, here's a basket for your clothing on the floor. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, disrobe to your level of comfort. And I'm like, well, at this point, you've already alerted me that there will be no touching whatsoever. So my level of comfort, what's your level of comfort? It's really the question.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to answer this one wrong.
You tell me what to do here. Yeah.
Are we going over the shirt, under the shirt? I feel like I'm in third grade. Under the bra, over the bra, how do we do this? It's whatever your level of comfort is. It's not about me. I want to touch your boobs, right. but I don't want to make a wrong move here. Well, I'm young in my little career. I don't want to make a mistake. So she leaves the sheet. She leaves the sheet.
Not the room, the sheets.
She leaves the fort, the kids' fort we've built. And now she's like, I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm like, what are you going to do? Knock on the sheet?
I know.
I mean, what do you do? Ring a bell? I'm not sure. I don't know. So I disrobe to my underwear because I never go full naked. I've only done that a few times. And I just find that it's a little presumptuous, I think, especially like if it's your first time with a massage therapist.
Yeah.
Like we have a massage therapist friend that we know.
Right.
And, you know, I know her well enough that I know she's going to do my glutes and she's not going to get weird about it.
Yes.
So I'm okay going, you know, full butt. So, okay. So now she says, okay, lay down. So I should share with you that when the massage therapist asks what kind of pressure and what kind of massage or any areas you'd like to focus on,
mm-hmm.
I always say the following. Listen, I love a good full body massage, but if you could spend some time on my back.
Back.
That's what I really need.
Yeah, back and shoulders.
Back and shoulders.
As me.
Please.
That's what I like.
Yeah. I like the full rub down.
Sure.
Right? I like a good rub and tug just like everybody else.
What if you said, really need to focus on my glutes? My glutes.
My glutes. The inside of my glutes, please.
Inside over the sheets.
Yeah. Over the sheets is fine.
It's really sore.
Oh.
Right in between my cheeks.
Oh. You know where your butt meets your asshole? In the taintiest area? The gluteus taintiest?
That's where I'd like you to focus.
Yes. My prostate's killing me. I just had a vasectomy and my balls are on fire. You knock those around for a couple of minutes. I don't care over the sheets, under the sheets. I'm just happy someone's touching it besides my urologist. Go ahead. I got to give a donation in a couple of days. You mind jazzing those bad boys up a little bit? Let's wake them up. So, okay. So you said
the back.
I said the back. Focus on the back. Like, you know, give me a little bright breeze across everything else. But then let's just, now that we have 5 minutes left of the massage, if you don't mind focusing three of those on my back, I would appreciate it. It's so stupid when I think about it. I'm like, it's unbelievable. I got a 12-minute massage. I paid for 50. All right. So she says, lay down, you know, get undressed, lay down, face down.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I do. I get undressed down to my underwear. I lay first, face first. There is a sheet on the table.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the sheets were the most comfortable sheets I have ever laid in. I do have to say this. I do have to give this place one props. They did not scrimp on the sheets because the sheets were super comfortable.
That's good.
But then they had one of these bear skin rugs on top, fur, you know, faux bear skin rugs on top. And then the table heater was on. I should mention that in Atlanta, it's not particularly cold right now. It's like 67 degrees in the afternoon and probably 55 at night. There, you know, it's not freezing in this place. It's nice ambient temperature, 68, 69 degrees, whatever it is. But the heater on the table is cooking me like an egg.
And you've got a bear skin on top.
That's right. Whatever remaining sperm I have in my vesicles, they're boiling now. My balls are hanging off the table because they're so warm. You know how testicles, they go up when it gets cold and down when it gets warm? That's how they regulate temperature, which is an amazing thing, by the way. The body is an amazing thing. My balls are rolling off the table. It's so hot. I'm like, okay, all right, here we go.
Here they are for easy access.
Yes. Yeah. Here you go. They're right down by my feet. While you're massaging my feet, get those twiddle twangles hanging down there. Ah, just throw them back up on the table. They'll be fine. You know those ones that hang off the back of the trucks? That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yes. That's what the trucks.
Ah, just toss those back up on the table. Okay. So after a few minutes, she pokes her head in the sheets and she's like, Mr. Green, are you ready? And I'm like, yeah, you can speak up. I can't hear you. Please. I don't understand what you're saying a lot because you're very, very quiet. But now I'm going to tell you why I think she was. So I get down, I got, you know, I'm just laying there. And so she's doing this whole dance around the table. She's like, you know, moving the sheet, adjusting the sheet, putting the bearskin rug on the top of my head. I mean, she's like all over the place. She pulls the bearskin rug up to the top of my neck like this. And so all that's exposed is the top of my head. And I'm like, what is going on here? What are we doing? I've never had a massage like this, but I'm still a little bit open-minded,
That but when the this mind is closing.
Yes, it's closing quickly.
It was open.
Yeah. You remember the end of Star Wars where you had to get those two shots right inside just to blow up the Death Star? That's what I feel like has to be done right now by anybody at this place to make me feel a little bit better about what's going on. And so this must take like a full minute and a half. She's just like circling the table, adjusting the sheets. And I'm like, oh my God, why are we wasting so much fucking time on the sheet? I'm fine. I'm hot. So I tell her, I go, hey, excuse me. Could you turn the table heater down a little bit? She goes, oh, it's uncomfortable. And I go, it's a little bit warm with the sheet and the blanket and then the whole thing. So if we could just like turn the table down so at least it's not 99 degrees in here. Under the sheet, you know? Now I'm feeling like I'm hotboxing. And so she says, sure, I'll turn it down a little bit for you. Okay, great. Go back to that later. So now she says, Chrissy, she gets right in my ear because I'm looking down at the floor and I can see her shoes. And, you know, you're kind of hearing what's going on. You know, you're trying to be spatially aware of what's going on. I'm wondering if, am I going to be touched at any point or is this just it? They just throw a bearskin rug on you.
Dance around the table.
Hope you have a heat stroke and forget about everything. So I can see her feet under the table and she bends down and she's like, Mr. Green, in my ear, Chrissy, right in my ear. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Right. Yeah, this is the ASMR bullshit. What is this? And she's like, we have free lavender scent therapy. Is that okay with you? And I'm like, yes. I speak loudly just to let her know that we probably can have an adult's conversation in the room. Right. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't like when people whisper and my ears are super sensitive to like touch and stuff. And I was like, I just like, I'm kind of like, I want to push her away. Like, don't get so close. So she goes, okay, now listen to this. This is the weirdest thing that has ever happened to me. And I understand safety first. I get it. Safety first for the masseuse and for me. We all understand, right? We've laid the ground rules. There's going to be no touching around any buttocks area. Disrobe to your level of comfort, which means keep your clothes on. And I'm going to pull the sheet over your head so I don't actually have to look at you. Okay, got it. 10-4. I understand. I hear what you only hear in a doctor's office.
Gloves.
Fucking latex gloves.
Really?
And I am like, under the table, you should see my face. My mouth is full open. I'm drooling now. I'm like, water's coming out of my mouth.
Oh my God.
I want to see something.
I've not had the gloves before.
I don't care if you have herpes of the hand, you stay home that day. I don't care if I have to go 1.5 miles away from my house to get a massage from a massage therapist who will not use gloves.
It's I've never not had that.
The same.
No, it's not.
Chrissy? I'll say this right now, and it's important that we use protection, but having a massage with gloves on is like having sex with a condom on. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Okay? It's what you have to do, and I get it. I understand, right? You use condoms because you don't want to spread diseases and get people pregnant unintentionally.
Exactly, but the hands...
But the hands...
And a massage.
...are an important part of the whole deal. I want to feel the human touch. It's like sometimes there's magic energy that comes through those hands. Some people are really good at this, and I'd like to... And I don't care who you are, black, white, big, small, tall, short, whatever. I want to feel some human touch, and I want you to like apply that pressure. It feels so weird to be massaged with gloves on.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just sliding oil around.
There's no sliding of the oil because the whatever they put on there, that walnut dust or whatever it is, the fucking shit that the gymnasts use.
Yes,
chalk. Like they smack their hands and like shit comes flying everywhere. I felt like I was getting massaged with that, not with oil, with like dust. I was like, it was so weird. And the whole time it sounded like someone was having sex in my ear. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, did that lady just put on gloves? And sure as shit she did, because when she went to do the lavender and, you know, take 3 deep breaths, what is 3 a fucking magic number that's supposed to make me feel better about this massage? She's waving her hands in front of me like this, you know what I'm saying, with that massage oil?
Oh.
And she's got big
she waved
black...
her hands.
Yes, she's like waving it into my face. Now, I realize most people probably have their eyes closed at this point. Not me. I am fully awake. I am ready.
Well, usually, too, like, they do, like, something to where you can smell it, like, when you're laying down.
Yeah, they like,
put
like
a little something, like a tissue.
Like with, a tissue or a cup or a cloth or
something.
Something
with the oil in it.
She just put it in her hands and just wafted it my direction. I didn't even smell it. And I could smell everything. I don't even know what was going on. I have no idea. It's like these hands in front of my face. Yeah. Wasting 1.5 minutes of my life. And now I'm down to 11 minutes for the massage. So she folds back the bearskin, but not the sheet, just the bearskin, not the sheet. And I am like, Jesus fucking Christ on a cross at this point. Could we please, for the love of all that's holy, get around to the action?
Yes.
Please. I am not having this. I am like, I'm really kind of irritated at this point.
Of course.
We need to get on to massaging because that is what I came here to do. Please. Chrissy, I don't know if she was blowing on my back. I don't know if she was using feathers to massage my back. But all of a sudden, she's just like her fingers, you know, just like wafting my back. But I don't even know if she's
the sheet on.
On. And you know how like most massage therapists, they'll give you some good pressure at the beginning,
yes,
just like pushing
yes,
on your back,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
No, 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 no. This isn't pushing. It's like a light tap. It's like a, she's giving me a high five on my back, but with no pressure. Like my 5-year-old gives me a high five, like a golf clap.
Right.
All the way down, nowhere near my lower back, nowhere near my butt. Then she goes all the way down to my calves. And I'm like, holy mother of all things massage therapy. What did I get myself into? Now I'm like, well, one of two things is going to happen. Either this is going to get better,
yeah,
or this is going to get much worse.
Right.
One of two things is going to happen. And we've only got 10 minutes now to get this done. So how are we going to break up that 10 minutes is my question. In my mind, it must be 7:45 at this point.
Exactly.
This is taking a long fucking time to get to any kind of action. I once dated a Mormon. Same thing happened. Same thing. Months and months and months of preparation. All right. So now she comes down to my leg. Chrissy. She, I don't even know the way to describe this particular woman's style of massaging, except to say that I think it was less massaging and more about her sheet folding abilities. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She kept folding the sheets in weird ways to, so that she could expose certain parts but leave other parts unexposed. She takes my left leg. She lifts it up in the air. And then she folds the sheet underneath my thigh. So now what we've got is, imagine like a
diaper type situation.
Yes. Yes. Or Catholic schoolgirl uniform where the ruler rule is in full effect. 2 inches from your kneecap, and your skirt must be down to there. Right. She literally wraps my leg like a diapy, pee-pee poo-poo, with only an inch above my kneecap on the back and my foot downwards. So now we've got exactly 1 of the 2.5 feet of my legs exposed.
Yeah.
And that's what she massages, with almost no pressure whatsoever.
Oh, God.
Now, I do have to say this. I will give credit where credit is due. Once she got into it, then I felt a little bit relaxed. There was no pressure to it. It wasn't working out any knots or anything like that.
Yeah.
But okay, I was so wound up at this point that even anything was, I was happy with anything. The expectations at this point are so low. The Death Star is still there. Darth Vader rules the universe. It's over. It's game over. At least I'm going to get a one leg massage out of this. She spent the next 10 minutes on my left leg. And then she did the same thing with the right leg. She did the exact same thing. We spend 1.5 minutes folding the sheet to make sure that she doesn't see anything she doesn't want to see, or I don't feel uncomfortable in any kind of way.
You got your underwear on,
too. I know. And I don't wear a fucking thong. I got boxer briefs. It's okay. You're good. It's covering everything you could be scared of. All my ass hair is covered by that.
Also, she's wearing gloves so as not to touch.
Yeah. I don't know whether to feel offended. Like, that's my fault she had to wear gloves. Like, she assessed me at some point. Maybe that's what the light was about. Maybe it's a special light. In the lobby. And they put glasses on and they can see the level of scuzz you
and
have on you.
Maybe she had to work herself up. Yes. She's like,
yeah,
this light is revealing.
God damn.
This guy has
another
come in.
Another fucking old white guy. This is glove positive. It's a glove positive. I tested him. He's glove positive. So we get to the second leg. Another 10 minutes is spent on basically my knee down to my foot, right? Okay. All right. We got that part done.
And, oh, it feels so much better.
Oh, yeah. That front of my calf, my shin bone's feeling so relaxed. I've never had... Listen, you worked all those ankle knots out. I'm telling you what, can we get to somewhere that's important? Can you work your way up? I'm sure this massage is over. I am honestly stressed because at any moment, right. I feel like she's going to go, well, that's our time for today.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right, now remember, I added the hot stone massage.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So after the leg gets done, now we're going to go after both legs. Now we're like 20 minutes and now I'm sure it's 8:15 or something. I don't even know. I'm like, I guess we're on free time now. You know, like it used to be when you watched a soccer match, right. You're just guessing how much free time was left on the end. They'd be like, we think 9 minutes extra.
Yes.
That's how I felt. I always felt like they're going to blow the whistle at any moment.
Right.
So she goes, I can hear her fooling with something, right? And then all of a sudden she's putting on what I have to imagine, I didn't see it because it was on my back, is a water bottle, the kind you get in the hospital, a plastic water bottle with warm water. She puts 2 of them on my back. Over the sheet. And I'm like, and so now she bends down. How's that level of comfort for you? Fine. It's fine.
The water bottles feel okay.
I know, the water bottles feel okay, but I should add that during the leg massage, I felt like the table had gotten warmer, not cooler. I felt like she turned it up, not down. So she's like, how's that level of comfort for you? And I go, fine. Did you turn the table down? And she goes, I did. Do you want me to turn it down even further? I say, yeah, let's just turn it off
at this point, please.
Yes. And can we get to my back? Yeah.
I'm ensconced in furs,
yes,
and sheets.
Furs, sheets, hot water bottles. My ankles feel great. Now let's get on with it. Please. I'm so fussy now. I'm just like, God damn it. So now I've got two hot water bottles from Walmart on the back of my back. She puts a hot towel around my neck. So now I'm burning up. I'm dying. I'm having a heat stroke in here. I'm sweating profusely. And I can hear something, right?
Okay.
And now I hear in a room, probably not next to us because there was nobody next to us, but I can hear, you know, whoosh, whoosh. It's another person getting massaged. You know, at the end when they like wipe the sheets?
Oh, right.
You know, they wipe the sheets, like wipe off all the bad energy or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Right? First of all, I'm thinking, I wish I had that masseuse because I can hear more pressure than this lady put on me than I felt with this lady. I can hear more pressure. So, and then I can hear like faintly, like, you know, our time today is done, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, that's it. It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock now, yeah, because that person's finishing up. And I haven't had one finger on my back yet. Not one finger on my back.
Gloved finger.
Yeah, gloved finger. I haven't had one glove on my back yet. We're 20 minutes into my legs. We haven't had one touch of my back. So now, Chrissy, swear to you. I'm not exaggerating. I exaggerate a lot here on the commercial break, but this is not an exaggeration. Now she's going to do my arms.
Oh.
And the amount of, it's like she was doing origami with the sheets. She was wrapping them around my shoulder, under my armpit, over my hand, through my, now my elbow's exposed. That's what's exposed. We got my elbow and my actual hand exposed. And she's like rubbing my arm.
This is strange.
It's crazy. I am like, where did I come? Where do they get these people?
I've never heard so much sheet use.
The sheet. Like, I didn't come for a sheet massage. I can get that in my own bed. I do that every night. Lay down. Throw the sheet on me. Feels good. All right. Good night. So now I'm getting this weird elbow and hand massage. Right? And this goes on for 5 minutes. And then over to the other hand goes on for 5 minutes. And I'm like, I just can't even believe that we haven't gotten to my back yet. And so I say, maybe we can focus on my back. And she leans down. I was just getting to that. And I was like, okay, thanks. Thanks. Could you focus those gloves on my back now?
Right, right.
Would you mind?
Please.
So
touch my back.
Somebody touch my back. That's what I wanted to scream in this, you know, sheet filled room. I just wanted to say, please, somebody touch my back. I'm leaving a review. A great massage if you're not looking for a massage. If you're looking for a touch-free massage, you know, like the car washes, if you're looking for a touch-free massage, here it is. Answer to your prayers. Ask for this lady. She'll blow on your back. But with a mask on. Safety first.
Yeah.
So she takes these water bottles off my back. She rolls down the sheets. Right? And I'm like, finally, I'm going to get...
Here it comes.
This is what I came for. This is the big show. This is the Super Bowl of my massage. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
If I've got 10 or 15... She's going to be gracious enough to go 10 or 15 minutes extra. And now I'm thinking to myself, she should go 10 or 15 minutes extra.
Yes, exactly.
It was no sooner than 7:20 before I actually started the massage. And 7:30, if you wanted to count the sheet origami she was doing. No, she was building those little birds you get on cruise ships or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They roll the towels up. I don't know what she... They make little polar bears. Yeah. I felt like she was practicing. All right. So we're getting to the back and we'll get back to the show right after these words. We'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB, and you can text us anytime you want, or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show, once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
Okay, so now she's brought the sheet down to, I
the
swear,
main event.
The main event is my back. And she brings it the sheet up probably 2 inches from your tailbone.
Okay.
Right? So there's no fear that she's going to see anything she doesn't want to see. And she tucks the sheet in under my belly, under my legs. So now I'm wrapped like a little Baba Binky. I got my Baba Binky on.
Burrito.
Yeah, I'm a little fucking baby. I feel like I'm being swaddled. Like, I'm an adult. I can handle it. It's all right. Why don't we just take the sheet up? Because I'm frying on this table. No temperature has deleted from this thing. Or maybe it's just because I've been covered in a bear skin rug when it's 90 degrees outside. I'm not sure. I don't know. So this is what happens. She works one side, shoulder down to 2 inches above my butt. That maybe lasts a 2.5 minutes. She works the next side, 2.5 minutes. Chrissy, she goes down to my glutes. She presses 1, 2, 3 times on the side of my glute, 1, 2, 3 times on the other side of the glute, and she rolls the sheet back up and puts the water bottles back on it. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. I had 30 minutes of a 50-minute massage, and 25 minutes was spent on my legs.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Not even on my legs, on my calf. So unbelievable. So now she goes around and she turns me around, right? And now
flip
I'm like,
over.
Flip over. She puts this towel under my neck, making the whole experience very uncomfortable because now I'm like, got my chin in the air, my mouth's wide open, like I'm a fucking Neanderthal. I'm like, what is going on here? Why are you putting this huge towel behind my neck? It's a, I got, we can do a fucking, you just massage my throat? What's going on here? What are we doing?
I wouldn't be surprised at this point if that's a good throat massage.
She starts that whole number where they give you the massage in the back of the head, like right at the base of the skull. But she just puts her hands under there and goes like this, like a come hither, like tick. And then I go, and then she starts to massage my head a little bit. And I'm like, okay, I could take him a head massage. I would give that in the plus column. But she stops here, like at the back of my head. She does not even go anywhere close to the top of my head, the forehead, what? Or anything. Chrissy, I am not even kidding you. She then puts 2 hot towels under my shoulders. So now I'm completely uncomfortable, mouth aghast. I can't even breathe because my neck is like stuck in this weird position. And now I've got 2 hot towels like that. Now I feel like this, I've clearly I've been set up.
Right? They're going to pop out with the into camera.
Yes. Someone's got TCB in their crosshairs, and here I am. They're taking pictures of me from above. They've got a drone that I can't hear because the ocean noises are too loud. So she literally gives me the little, you know, hands on the shoulders like this. And then she starts doing the sheet origami again all over my body. And I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so after a minute and a half of sheet origami, she goes, that's our time for today.
Okay. I can't breathe.
So I grabbed the towel and I pulled it out. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's enough of that.
Right,
we're done.
Like, I am
this
done.
Is a fully disappointing experience. I don't care anymore what you think of me. I'm being polite.
Right.
Of course. I'm always polite. I'm never mean to anybody who provides a service because I understand that it might be the end of a long day. She might be fussy. Her hands might hurt. Like, there's, you know, it could be a million reasons why it wasn't the best massage in the world. Or maybe she's new at it. Or maybe she's not good at it. That's the other option, right? Right? She's just not good. It's okay. It's all right. You know, I ain't mad at her. She's making a living. And I got, you know, 38 minutes of a 50-minute massage. Because when I got out, it was like 8:12 or something like that. So from the time she took me back to the time that I actually started getting massage, I think I got like maybe a 40-minute massage.
Right.
But okay, it's 8 o'clock, 8:15.
And half of that was sheet folding.
Sheet folding. Most of it was sheet folding. Right. So she says, you can get, you know, take your time. Get your,
Where were the stones? The
there
stones
was
the
no
water
stones. It was like a water bottle. I don't even know why they said it's hot stone massage.
Well, I know. And did they not like use the stuff? She didn't use.
No. There were no stones. Only water bottles. They were used twice. and a 41-minute massage. They stayed on my back for 10 minutes at a time. So 20 of the 41 minutes, I had hot water bottles on my back. A table that is on fire. It never lost any temperature, by the way. It only got hotter, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
So I was like a little bit uncomfortable. Now, I always like to take a shower after I do a massage. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care. And most places have them. So yes, you can wipe that oil off. I am covered in this lavender oil, like slathered in this lavender oil. By the way, it didn't feel like it because the gloves.
Right.
It was just like this weird, they were sticking every time she was trying to do something, kept sticking and sticking. It just felt really uncomfortable. So I'm now covered, slathered in this oil. I got to get myself dressed. You know, I walk out. You know, most places they have like, you know, like a little glass they give you with some lemon water or whatever. Yeah. You know, some whatever they call it.
Something. Yeah.
What's that shit they put in the water? Oregano or I don't know what they put. mint, lemon, whatever. Yes. Mint lemon water. Mint lime water. And I'm thinking, she's something. Like, I'll have a refreshing glass of water for you when you're done. And I'm like, okay, great. It's one of those Dixie cups that you literally get out of the... When you go to a doctor's office and they have the water thing. Yeah. The world's smallest cup. I walk out and she's got this little cup and she's like, here's a glass of water for you. I'm like, I think you and I both know that's not a glass.
It's a shot.
That is a paper Dixie cup. I've had, I give my children more liquid in their Gaga cups. I swear to Christ. What are we doing in here?
Oh my God.
I got to take the walk of shame all the way down the sheet hallway.
Right.
And then I go up front. And luckily, I think I paid a total of, you know, whatever it was, $20, $25 with the tip. Mm-hmm. And I tipped appropriately. I tipped for the effort, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I kind of swallowed a little bit when I did that tip. Yeah. But, you know, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt because I do know it's difficult to be in the service industry in general. And
of course.
Maybe she's just new at this. Maybe
she's new
at this.
Do you think the person that recommended this place to you was the one playing the prank?
Knowing him, yes. And it wasn't a prank. It was just, you're an asshole. So go to this place. Here's a gift card to this place.
He probably got it from somebody else.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, I've been there.
It's a re-gift. Let me give it to Brian. That's exactly it. It's a re-gift. No, it was Astrid that gave me the gift, so it wasn't him. But he had mentioned that it was a good place to go. Okay,
yeah.
You know, you might as well give me a gift card for half-eaten Subway sandwiches. That would have been more tasty, I think. I would have been more excited at the end of the day. I don't know what to say. It was just one of these things. It was like a really weird experience.
Yeah,
it was a really weird experience, and I don't know. You know, I tried to make the best of it, and
it
just
you gave it a chance.
I gave it every opportunity that it had. At every opportunity, I kept my mind a little bit open.
Disappointed. Yeah. The only good part were the sheets.
That's it. The sheets were so soft. I do have to say that the sheets were so soft. But of course, maybe it's because I was just slathered in oil. I didn't feel anything.
Oh my God.
That was my Super Bowl Sunday.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, listen, Taylor Swift Bowl is over. We can all go home and go back to our regularly scheduled programs.
Yes.
I do have to mention this. Remember we had the phone debacle with the phone number?
Oh, yes.
626-ASK-TCB, the number 3, mm-hmm. is no longer available because it was sold by the people I bought it from again. And now they're trying to extort me for more money to get it back.
Right.
And I'm not doing it, mm-mm. just on principle alone. So I'm going to inconvenience tens of thousands of people out there rather than do anything about it. We have a new phone number. It'll be in the liner soon enough. It'll be on the website and all that other stuff. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3TCB is the new phone number. Text, leave us a voice message. Here's the good news. Now, finally, we get it directly in the studio.
Yes, that's what we wanted.
We have people checking those messages. We get it directly in the studio. Maybe at some point in the future, we try this. We'll ask people if they want to call up and talk to us. But that was like, it took so long and so much money. And now three phone numbers later, we finally got it worked out. And
right.
I bought this phone number. Okay. I own it forever. Third time's the charm. Eighth time is the charm in the case of the phone numbers of TCB. I think the phone numbers of TCB deserve their own show. When they do the VH1 behind the podcast special, it's going to be a whole chapter.
Oh my God.
212-433-3TCB. That's the new one. Text us, call us, leave us a voicemail. You know how to do it. I love you. I don't know what to say. Sorry, I took up the whole episode with my...
It was quite the story and quite the warning tale.
Yes. I don't want to give out the name.
I will be asking.
Oh, yeah. You'll know. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to keep you out of the crosshairs.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if they... I think it's like a franchised place. They must have multiple... I'm assuming.
Okay.
Because it's like... It looks like a franchise place, right? And then they have a website, and you'll see. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And you'll just avoid it altogether. You have a good masseuse, though.
I do.
Stick there.
Yeah,
keep going there. She's good. She's really
great.
Good. I would invite her over, but it's just so much chaos at the house that the truth is, I don't want to be in my house.
I
want to leave my house for my massage now.
Yep.
That's how I feel about it. It was different when I had, you know, just a few children. Now I have so many. I'm just like, there's nothing relaxing about staying in the house to me. Not a thing. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can watch all the video, listen to all the audio, all right there from tcbpodcast.com. You can also get your free Piggy Fronting sticker. It's now available. They're now being sent out all across the universe. All you have to do is hit the Contact Us button on the website.
Universe!
Hit the Contact Us button on the website. There's a little drop-down menu that says, I want my free sticker. Well, if you want your free sticker, give us your address and we'll send it off to you. If you want us to sign it or say something, whatever you want, just ask and then we'll figure out if we can do it. And if we can't, then you're just going to get a sticker back. You'll know if we can't because we won't. There you go. And 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3TCB. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Text us, leave us a voicemail right on the studio phone, right here in the studio. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, ask TCB, ask Brian's mom. We're taking it all right there. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/the commercial break. All right. I just love how Dr. Phil said that. I gotta cut it up. All right.
Yep.
I guess that's all we can do for today, Chrissy.
I think so.
But I will tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.